Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
In the Haggadah we say, Keneged Arba'a Vonim Dibra Torah, that the Torah speaks to four sons. So I'd like to discuss a very famous question that's asked by all the Mefarshim by the Arba Vonim. When we have the question of the Chacham, the Haggadah writes, Chacham Ahu Omer, Maha'idus V'Hachukim V'Hamishpotim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. So the Chacham wants to understand all the different mitzvahs that Hashem is commanding us. And then by the Rasha, the Haggadah says, Rasha Mahu Omer, Moha Avoda Hazos Lachem. And when the Rasha asks this question, he says, what is this Avoda Lachem to you? So the Haggadah makes the diyuk, Lachem Velolo. He's asking, what is it to you, but not to him? Ulufi Shahotzi Es Asmo Mera Klal, Kofar Be'ikr, since he took himself out of the klal, so he is denying Hashem's existence. And it goes on to say, you knock out his teeth, and you say to him, Bavur Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, Li V'lolo, me and not him, Ilu Hayo Hashem Lo Hayo Nigel, if he would have been there, he would not have been redeemed. And the famous question that everyone asks is, why are we jumping on the Rasha? The Rasha says a Lashon of Lachem, Moha Avoda Hazos Lachem, and we jump on him, Lachem V'lolo, and therefore we have this attack. But L'chor, the Chacham has the same problem with his question. He says, Moha'idos v'achukim v'amishpotim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. So eschem in the Chacham's question is very similar to the Lachem in the Rasha's question. It's also taking himself out of the klal. Yet when it comes to the Rasha, we attack. When it comes to the Chacham, we answer his question seriously, and we don't seem to have any problems with his Lashon of eschem. So I'd like to share three beautiful terutzim. Answer number one I like to share is the answer of the Gra. And the Gra says a beautiful pshat. Simply stated, the Chacham includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his question, and the Rasha does not. The Chacham says, what are the Eidos V'achukim V'amishpotim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem? So he includes Hashem in the question. Mashenkin, the Rasha leaves Hashem out. He just says, Mo HaAvoda Hazos Lachem. What is this Avoda to you? He leaves out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way the Gra brings out his teretz is in a very beautiful way. The Pasuk says in Koheles, V'ra'isi ani sheyesh yisron l'chochma menasichlus. I have seen that there is a maila in wisdom over foolishness, ki yisron ha'or menachoshech, like the maila of light over dark. So the Pasuk says in Koheles, I have seen that there's a maila of wisdom over foolishness, like the maila of light over dark. Then the Gra says, if you look in Bereshis, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elokim Lo'or Yom, that Hashem called the light day, Ulechosha Karalaila, and to the darkness he called night. So you'll notice in this Pasuk, it only mentions Elokim when it comes to the Or. Again, Vayikra Elokim Lo'or Yom, so it mentions Hashem by calling the Or Yom, and then it adds on, Ulechosha Karalaila, so Hashem's name is left out by the darkness, by the nighttime. So says the Gra, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Koheles. The ra'isi anish yesh yisron lachochma menasichlus. I have seen the zemaila of wisdom over foolishness, of the question of the chacham over the question of the rasha, ki yisron ha'or menachoshech, like the maila of light over dark. Just like in the pasuk of Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is there by the light, vayikra elokim lo'or yom, and not by the darkness, ulechosha karalaila. That's the maila of the chacham over the rasha, as the chacham includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his question, and the Rasha leaves him out, and that's why we attack the Rasha and not the Chacham. Just as a little hemshah for this, a beautiful pshat that I saw b'shem, the Haggadah's Marjuror, he says that the response to the Rasha is, Ulufi Shahotzi Atzmo Menaklal Kofar Be'ikr. Because he took himself out of the klal, he's denying Hashem's existence. The Pasha pshat is, he took himself out because he says Lochem, and therefore Lochem V'lolo, he took himself out of the klal. But says the Haggadah's Marjuror that the word Atzmo, Ulufi Shahotzi Atzmo, could really be referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis tells us that when Titus HaRosha stabbed the Paroches and blood started pouring out of it, the Gemara says, Ukesavur Shaharag Es Atzmo. He thought that he killed Atzmo, and Rashi says, Kinui Klape Mala. Atzmo refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesavur Shaharag Es Atzmo, when the Paroches was bleeding, so Titus HaRosha thought that he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Atzmo. If we apply that pshat over here by what we're responding to what the Rosh asked, we're saying, Lufi Shehotzi Atzmo min HaKlal, because he took HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the Klal. He didn't mention Hashem's name like the Gra points out in his question, therefore he was Kafar B'Iker, and that's a beautiful raya, a beautiful remez to the pshat of the Gra. That is pshat number one. The second pshat that I would like to share is the pshat of the Meshech Chachma, and the third pshat is the pshat of the Kli Yakar. Both of these pshatim are based on the way the Torah introduces the questions of the Chacham and the Rasha. If you look in the Torah, in Dvarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf, it says, Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Mochar Lemur, when your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, Moha'edus V'achukim V'amishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. So the way the Torah introduces the question of the Chacham was with the Lashon of Ki Yish'olcha, when he asks you. If you look in Shmos Yud Beis Chaf Vav, in introducing the question of the Rasha, the Pasuk says, V'hoya ki yomru aleichem b'deichem, when your children will say to you. It doesn't use a Lashon of Yish'olcha like it does by the Chacham. Rather, it says, V'hoya ki yomru aleichem, when they say to you. Zatim Eshe Chachma, the Rasha is not really asking a question. He's just making a statement. He's not looking for an answer. So the reason why we attack the Rasha and not the Chacham, even though Lachem and Eschem is not really so different, is because we chap that the Rasha is just trying to be dismissive. V'hoya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem, when your son dismisses it, what is this business? He's not looking for an answer, and therefore we do not give him a serious answer. Mash'enke by the Chacham, the Torah introduces that when your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, he's asking a question, he wants an answer, and therefore we take his question very seriously, and we do give an answer. That is the beautiful pshat of the Meshech Chachma. And now for the third pshat, which I like the most, and that is the pshat of the Kli Yakar. Again, in the way the Torah introduces it, he points out that not only by the Chacham, but also by the Tam, when the Torah introduces it, it says, Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Mochar Lemur. The word Mochar is thrown in there. Obviously, in the Pashup Shat, Mochar means sometime in the future when your children will ask you the following question, this is what you will respond. But by the Rasha, it does not mention the word Mochar at all. So says the Kli Yakar, when the Rasha is asking his question, he's asking it during the time of the Avodah. While the father says, okay, let's go do the Avodah, the Karan Pesach, the son is saying, why should we? Maha Avodah Hazos Lachem, he's asking on the spot before doing the mitzvah, why should we do it? What's the purpose of the mitzvah? What is this to you? He doesn't want to do it until he understands the mitzvah. Masha'en came by the Chacham, he has the same lack of understanding, and he wants to understand what is going on over here, but he doesn't ask the question during the Avodah. First, he participates in the Karan Pesach. He does everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. And then Mochar, tomorrow, the next day, then he asks this question. Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Mochar Lemur. We encourage questions, but we don't encourage questions before doing the mitzvah. We do the mitzvah that Hashem commanded us. Once we're doing it, we obviously try to understand why we're doing it and get a deeper understanding and a deeper appreciation. But L'mashal, if a boy is getting bar mitzvah and his father brings him to the shul the first time to put on the tefillin, and the son looks at his father and says, why do we wear tefillin? Why should I put these on? That's obviously an inappropriate thing for the son to do. But if the son first puts on his tefillin, and then he goes home and he says, Tati, can you explain to me why we do this mitzvah putting on tefillin? And he asks the question after doing the mitzvah. That is not only a good question, that's an encouraged question. We want to understand the things that we are doing. So says the Kli Yakar, the reason why we're attacking the Rasha is because he asked the question during the time of the Avodah. He doesn't want to do the service until he understands why. Masha'en came by the Chacham and the Tam, they ask their question Machar, they first do the Avodah, and then they ask questions later. I'd like to add on a beautiful hemshech to this idea of the Kli Yakar, and that is, we say in the Haggadah later on, Matzah zu she'anu ochlem al shulma. Pesach, right? So we say this matzah later on by Rabbi Gamliel Hayomush Kol Shal Omer Shloshet Dvarim Be'ilul Yasideh Chavaso. We say Pesach zu she'anu ochlem al shulma. You'll notice the way the question is phrased. The Maram Shif points out it doesn't say why are we eating the matzah. It says Matzah zu she'anu ochlem. This mitzah that we are eating al shulma. Why are we eating it? So it's pointing out the same idea, says the Maram Shif, as this Kli Yakar. First, we eat the matzah. Matzah zu she'anu ochlem. This matzah that we are eating, and then we ask al shuma. We first eat it, and then we ask the question. We don't say lama anu ochle matzah, which would be mashma that we're asking the question before we eat it. Rather, no, matzah zushanu ochlem. This matzah that we are eating, al shuma, what is the purpose of it? Why are we doing it? And therefore, the lesson for us, lafi this beautiful Maram Shif, this beautiful Kliyakar, is that of course we should understand why we have the mitzvahs and try to get an appreciation among the Sefer HaChinuch, among the Rambam, and those who try to give us a time for the mitzvahs, but it should never get in the way of us actually doing the mitzvah. It's Nasev and Ishma. We do the mitzvahs, we do what Hashem commanded us, and then after, while we're doing it, we try to get a deeper understanding and a deeper appreciation of the mitzvahs that we are doing. Echad Koshev V'Sameach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.